Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Hogman Outdoors. Check out hogmanoutdoors.com for all sorts of useful hog hunting equipment and watch their YouTube videos. Well, folks, what do you say we head down to beautiful Lake Tawakoni and check in with our buddy Tony Pennybaker? If there was ever a dependable fishing bite, Tony and I are going to talk about that catfish bite in the summer. Tony, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Good morning, Luke, and glad you had me on your show.
Always enjoy getting you on, Tony. And here's the deal, and this is the truth. If there were ever a dependable bite to go out and catch a bunch of fish, a limit usually, more often than not, of catfish, it's right now channel catfish over holds baited with whatever, sour grain, corn, wheat, range cubes. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yes. The bite is on.
Yep. And it's not rocket science, is it, Tony? I mean, your average guy go out there, but there again, not everybody's rigged up for that kind of fishing. I mean, but if you have some grain, let's just put it that way, range cubes, and you want to, I don't think depths is, you probably wouldn't want to be baiting in 3 foot of water, but, 15 to 25 foot or something like that?
Yeah, 15 to 20, 22, 25 foot.
Yeah.
Probably the best right now.
Uh-huh.
River channel's real good out here on Tawakoni right now.
Yeah. Would you want to be in the channel or just right on the edge of it or...
I think right on the edge of it's all you need to be.
Yeah. Close to it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we're talking channel cats on this, not so much, not the blues. And as far as baits, Tony, any good cheese bait, there's cheese baits that don't smell to high heaven. There's some that you got to just darn near put a clothespin on your nose to fish with. But if it's a cheese bait and it'll stay on the hook.
That's the most important thing. I don't think there's a lot of difference between anybody's bait. It's, golly, it's cheese this way, cheese that way, and blood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's about it, right?
Yeah, that's...
How many more ingredients can you come up with?
Yeah, right. Well, we do know that they will eat the heck out of those ingredients, I was baiting a trot line here, Tony and all our friends listening here last week, with some fresh pork liver hog that I'd shot. It wasn't really fresh anymore. I mean, we used it when some was fresh, but we froze it, it's bloody bait. I mean,
right. You
couldn't keep that on the hooks. I mean, but so it, what did it have in it? It had blood to attract them.
Blood.
Yep, a cheese bait that's going to have some blood in it. And I used to.
But I tell you, if you're out there with a bait, And they're not catching, say, you're not catching fish left and right, and you've chummed them, and you can see them on your sonar, and you know they're down there.
Yep.
And so you're going down there, and say it's 22 or 3 feet down these hot days. Just let that bait down there. Let it set a second or two, and then just pull it right back up real easy and see if there's any of it still on there.
Yep.
Because some of the bait will get thin, and you might not actually even be getting down there with any.
That's a
little peck or something, or maybe it's a little windy. Windy days are even harder on your bait. They'll wash it off before it gets down there if it don't stay on good. Little tip, I carry 6 containers on my boat and 6 containers in ice. I take out 2 to 3 and fish with, and then put them back in ice and rotate them. And I think the deeper the water, the better your bait better stick.
Yes, yeah, on the fall. See, that's a point that's very, it's a fact, but it's something a lot of people don't think about. Any punch bait, I don't care what it is, any punch bait that's got cheese as a base is going to dissolve quicker. It's going to be, if we were talking about oil viscosity, it's going to be more weaker, thinner in the heat. So what you just said is a good idea. You know, if nothing else, have just an old cooler, an ice chest devoted for your bait, and mm-hmm. freeze up some milk jugs, couple of milk jugs or whatever, you know, and put it in there and keep that punch bait in the summertime. Keep it cool where it'll be thicker.
A few degrees cooler makes all the difference. I would say that, like, if you start out early in the morning catching them real good, there's two things works against you. The heat is building, so cheese, was it taking mm-hmm. microwave like 15 seconds?
Yes, it's liquid, yeah.
So the heat's building, plus the baits that have fiber in them, which they all do, you collect that fiber and fat on your hook, and every time you pick it up and stick it in that bait, you put a little bit of water in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
dilute
that bends it some.
You dilute it.
Diluting it gets a little hotter, and then next mm-hmm. thing you know, maybe you're not even getting to the bottom with the fresh bait on that hook.
That's right.
You say, well, they've quit biting. Maybe not. Maybe you pull out a jug fresh out of the ice chest and stay on there. You may find out you go right back to catching them.
And this is not something you just happen to come up off the top of your head. This comes from years of doing this and saying, hey, wait a minute, why did they stop biting? Well, they might have stopped biting because there's no bait on your hook, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. There's no baits. Maybe change baits. You know, some baits stay on a little better mm-hmm. later in the day, so you mm-hmm. might start out with one that tends to get looser.
Yep.
Leave the one that stays better in the heat till later in the day.
Yep. If this were a fishing class, I think they'd call it cheese bait 101, Tony. But
yeah.
The truth is, I've always radio and the writing that I do. I mean, it's the subtle things, the things that many people don't even think about that helps you mm-hmm. put fish in the cooler and then ultimately in the skillet. Here's another thing. Number six or number four hook. Now, number four stout treble hook, you know, it's to me, it's easier to get out of the fish's mouth. I don't know. You can just got something to hold on to, you know, when you're prying it out of his mouth. But a number six, smaller, which do you, on Channel Cat, which do you prefer?
I believe I'm using sixes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
That's pretty good size. I mean, you catch the littlest fish out there.
Yep.
You catch the big ones too.
The
only problem I got is, like, I do have to constantly be cutting fat and fiber off of them
mm-hmm.
a little bit quick. I don't know. When you put a bigger hook in there, it gathers up more. So it may be about the same.
Yeah, I think it's six and one and half a dozen of another. The only advantage of a number four, to my way of thinking, is that you can sometimes it's easier to pry it out of his mouth, you know. I mean, not always, but either one will work. Now, are you using like a bullet weight or something there to keep it down, or
small egg weight?
I think, yeah,
like 3/8 or something,
mm-hmm.
quarter 3/8. And if it's like if it's a huge windy day, I might put a little heavier on there if we lose a line or something. But usually I stay pretty light on them because I'm fishing with G2X ugly sticks,
mm-hmm.
ultra lights.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
really, really sensitive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can watch the end of that thing. And, man, those channel cat are about so soft sometimes. You may not feel anything, but you'll see the end of that rod kind of tug down. I like that little bit of weight on there where it kind of bends it. The weight has it bent just a hair.
Yes.
So you get used to watching that bend. And if that bend comes out all of a sudden, set the hook. There's a fish coming up towards
with
you with it.
Exactly.
And that, you can watch that thing, and it's kind of like watching a bobber, you know.
Yeah.
Except you're watching the end of your pole. And then, of course, the fish that hit aggressive, you're gonna feel that.
You just hang on.
As soon as they pop it, you know.
Exactly. There's some more really, I call it finesse fishing. A lot of people think catfishing, you need a big, stout, heavy rod. Well, if you're drift fishing for giant blues with a quarter pound chunk of shad in the winter, that's one thing. But this kind of bite here, that weight, in other words, you've got just enough bend in the tip of that rod that you can watch that tip, and literally a lot of, I've fished like that and with you like that, Tony. Yeah, you may not actually feel that fish, but if it If the thing goes up, well, then he's coming up. Or if it just barely bends down, mm-hmm. pop it to him because, you know, he's got it in his mouth. And sometimes it's weird on the same day they'll hit it hard and you don't have to wonder what they're doing. And other times it's that subtle bite. So that helps you put channel catfish in the boat.
A lot of equipment, you know, yeah, and that the ultralights and light poles, you don't need anything any heavier than a light action.
You don't.
To do this. You just need a good one, you know, but it don't have to be top of the line. Just a light action rod of any kind.
Yep.
Feel the bite, you know.
Exactly. Well, Tony, let's hook everybody up with you. Tony Pennybaker, folks. Tony's been a regular with us for a long time, but, you know, a lot of people that listen and have fished with you, but if they haven't, if they want to contact you, Tony, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is just give me a call, 903-474-3078.
All right, that'll get it done.
Look me up on my Facebook page, is Thunder Cove Lake Tawakoni Guide.
Well, Tony,
let's go have some fun.
You darn right, get the makings of a super fish fry. Hope to get with you soon, buddy, and we'll talk to you and soon get you back and talk some more catfishing before long.
All right, sounds good. We need to go fishing, catch some of them.
I know that's right.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you, lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.